is v'loy ki mishum avara, that you're burning, you made a fire. Also shlo l'sarach, you are burning. So this burning, regular cooking, you're allowed to make havara l'sarach aichol nefesh, if you can eat the food. But here you cannot eat this food, just like the bishul is shlo l'sarach, the havara is also shlo l'sarach. So see clearly, you receive two different malkasin for yomtiv. There's the amloch of havara, burning, and there's the amloch of bishul. And here you did both actions, you chayiv two lavs. Now, v'yimisa, if you're telling me that the Tana holds by yomtiv, there's no chilek malachas, you only receive one malchus by yomtiv, even though you did two lavs. Mishum havara lo mechayiv, you should not receive a separate malchus for havara for burning. Toi chayiv le mishum bishulei, we already put in a lav of bishul on yomtiv. So how come here clearly the Tana holds clearly that there's yesh chilek malachas even by yomtiv? So one says no. That's not pshat this Tana here. Apik havara v'yayil gid hanoshe shanavela. That all the Tana said was, by doing this action, there are five lavs. You know what we're talking about? That the gid hanoshe was from a behemoth of a nevela. And therefore you get another lav of eating a nevela. There's one lav of eating, as it comes out, there are three lavs of eating. There's a lav of eating basa b'cholov, there's a lav of eating gid hanoshe, and there's a lav of eating nevela. Someone says that's not true. For Tani Reb Chiya B'Chiya, when he explained this Mishnah, he said, this Bryce, he said clearly, Loike Shtayim Alachilosai. There are only two lavs here for the action of eating. V'shola Shal B'Shulai. The third lav, there are three lavs by cooking. Now, V'yemisa, but you're telling me now that you're not Chai Mishum Havara for the burning, but you're Chai because of eating the Vela, is so the opposite. Shola Shal B'Shulai, you're Chai. You're Chai three feeding. They're telling me for cooking there's only two for the cooking. For the cooking basa b'cholov and cooking on yomtiv. So you see clearly that yesh chilek malachas. If he says yechayiv three for cooking, it must be that havara has a separate lav. So Kuri is saying, not like you see a ton hold, yesh chilek malachas on yomtiv. Someone says, maybe no. Ela rather apik havara, the fifth lav is not the burning, because we hold maybe ein chilek malachas on yomtiv, but rather the ayel ati asherah. The case is he was burning wood from avodah zarah ati asherah. The azarosam yochah, the law for this is, lo yidbak yotcha min acherim. You can't have any enjoyment at all from ati asherah. So if you go to burn it, you're having enjoyment from it, there's a law, and therefore you receive malchus.
You're in the middle of Shaila, there's yesh chilek malachas by yomtiv or not. If you do two malachas on yomtiv, you get received twice malachas or not. So Morris says, we have this brisa here, Mavashul, that says you receive two time malachas in, one for the avoro and one for the bishul. So Morris wants to say, no, there's only one malachas for yomtiv. So the question is, where's the fifth one? So last one we had was, v'yayil atzei asherah. Put in the wood was made out of atzei asherah. And the Azarosam Yochad, the Pesach says, V'lo yidbak biyodcha min acherim. There's a lav not to have enjoyment from the Avodah Zarah. So these are the five lavs. So again, you have no proof to say, yesh chilek melachas by yomtif. It's possible to say that on yomtif we hold ein chilek melachas. If you do a few melachas on yomtif, there's only one malchus. Why over here are the five malchus in? True, there are three for burning. But the third one for burning was because it was Atzei Asherah. Now the Gemara is, Oma le Ravacha Brei de Rav Rav Ashi, V'rilka Nami Mishum Loi Sovi Tuev El Beisecha. If we're talking about Atzei Asherah, there should be a sixth lav. There's another lav, not only not to have enjoyment, but to not bring it into your house. Loi Sovi Tuev El Beisecha. See that you're burning it in your house most probably, there should be another lav involved. So it can't be Atzei Asherah. Gemara says, Ela rather hocha b'mayaskinon. What are we talking about over here? Ela hocha b'mayaskinon. Kagoyin shebishol bishloy biatzei hegdish. That the wood was made from, was hegdish. It belonged to hegdish. So you're having enjoyment from hegdish. V'yazaros from yocha. Here there's only one lav. It says, V'yashreyem tisrafun beish. That the avodizorah you should burn in fire. And we, the pasuk ends off, Loisasun kein la'shem lekechem. You're not allowed to do this for Hashem Elokeichem. You're not allowed to burn for the purpose, for our sake. So therefore you cannot take Atzei Hegdish and burn it. This is the yist of having Hanor from Atzei Hegdish.
Why don't you take the easy answer and say that
it
was not done
in the
house, it was done on the outside?
Now the Gemara asks a few questions now. Simin Shivnoi, Shenaz. Mas Kivlo Rav Aishia. V'lech Shivnam mi Hazareya B'nachal Eitan. If you want to have before in the Mishnah, it says, Yesh Chorish Telemechot, that what there are eight Malkus in. So Chor the Tana wants to tell us the Chiddush, that for one action you're doing, you could receive plenty of Malkus. So the question is, why only eight? Let me give another case, that the same Chorisha not only was in the Beis HaKloros, but was also in the Nachal Eson, where they once used the Egla Rufa there, they made an Egla Rufa there. For Yazaros, the Mechot, the Lav is like this, it says in the Torah, Asher lo yavoid boy, for lo yizareya, that once you make the egla rufa at that place, where you chop off the head of the egla rufa, you're not supposed to plant and use that ground. See, so yeah, let's say we're talking about that he planted now on the mokum where they made an egla rufa. So there's another lav not to plant there. So you grab the case, yesh chorish telemechod, v'chayel olav mishum tisha lavin. That's one question. Mask of Lorav Chanina. V'lech shivnami ha-moichik es Hashem balichosoi. Let's put another case, that in the ground, it was written out there Hashem's name. Hashem's name was indentioned in the ground itself. And by you coming and plowing there, you're plowing over the name of Hashem, that's allowed. For Yazaros, so where is the law that you receive, Malkus, for this Mi'ochom? For Yavaratem Eshimom, to destroy the name of an Avoy Dezora. And the Pasuk ends off, Loisasun Kein Hashem Olakechem. You're not allowed to do this to Hashem. It means Hashem's name, there's a law not to destroy it. So you're going to have another Malkus. You have a tenth one. More doesn't answer this. Maskiv lo Rabavua. V'lech shivnam mi ha-koytis es beharosai. That while the person was cutting, using the kli machrisha, this plow, it's sharp, he also used it to cut off a beharos, to cut off the nega that he had on his body. And it's over love. V'yazarosam yocha, the Pasuk says, he shomer b'nega atzaras. You have to watch the nega atzaras, which means you are not, it's not allowed to cut it off. If you cut off the nega, the part of your body that has the nega, it's allowed. So you could be done while you're making the harisha with this plow, this sharp plow, you cut yourself. Why is this also included? Mask of Abaya. V'lech shivnami ha-meziach ha-choshir mi-aleifet. Modna. As while the person was harishir, he was a Kohen, maybe the Kohen Gadol, wearing the Choshen V'Eifod, so while he was making this Harisha, he also moved the Choshen from the Eifod. That's also a good question. In fact, he was always in the basic forest, for sure not. He's in the basic forest here in the Mishnah.
Well, he mentioned that
it was a Kohen anyhow. Yeah, I wasn't a Kohen Gadol. No, now he's a Kohen Gadol or something. I'm not sure. The Mark said better than you. And also, this is sure. The Hameser Badi Oren. He has the Oren there with him also. And he's taken out the staffs from the Oren. It's also allowed. For what is the Oren doing in the basic chorus here? And the Yazarosh, where's the Lav? Yazarosh, the Mihocha. Lo Yasuru says, now I'm going to take, remove the staffs from the Oren. And also, you can't move the Choshen from the Eifod. So you can have Kamalavin. Right. So Tzai speaks out on this place, we start the second place, is Master of Oishiyom. To Kosher, to Ash the Poch, to the Gemara, he asked a lot of questions. For the Mishani Midi, there's no answers. We don't have that. Usually, Gemara asks a question, the Gemara give answers. Here's a load of questions, no answers. The Sokh Lema says, you have to say, Tiakoch is a Tona Vishayir. You have to say, because of all these questions, that for sure the answer is, when it says 8, it's Lav Dafke 8, there could be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. But it only says this and left out a few. The question is, before we did not like this answer. For us, we said by Yom Tif, it's Ton of Ishayir. So isn't there it's different? Because over there, it said already Yom Tif, it said already Bishel. So now, they said already, Chorish. So Zareya, it should have said also. The Mishnah says, Yechayiv on Yom Tif Mishum Chorish. So that's the question. If you're talking about Yom Tov already, you should have also said Zareya. That's there you can answer Tona V'Shayir. But here to say all these different cases that are not so common, here you could say Tona V'Shayir. I mean, really, it's possible to have one case with 20 lambs. Now, these cases we're not talking about. You have to answer on all these questions Tona V'Shayir. The Tanna says some, but it left some to your imagination. You could have some more also.
Right. Maskev lo Ravashi. Velech shivnami ha-chorish v'yatzi ha-shero. Let's say the charisha, the plow, was made from atzi ha-shero, and you have the enjoyment from it. V'yazrosam yocho. V'lo yidbak v'yotchemuma. It's another lab you could have. Another question. Maskev lo Ravino. Velech shivnami ha-koitzit ilonis toivis.
That while you're plowing now, you're cutting down your orange tree. And it's allowed. V'yazrosam yocho. You can eat from these trees, but do not cut them down. There's lava about tashchis, not to destroy good fruit trees. So you have another lava here. Omale Rab Zera Lareb Mani. Velech Shuvnami Kagoyin Ti Oma Shavua Shlayechrush Biyantif. Let's say also the person made a Shavua. He swore he would not make a Harisha on Yomtif. And now he's making a Harisha on Yomtif. He has another lava. Gemara says no, Shavua. Hosom loikochala Shavua. Here the Shavua is not chal, doesn't start off. Why? Mushba v'yomim, we have seen you. There's a lav in the Torah, not the plow on Yomtiv. So something you can't do, midiraisa, you cannot make a Shavua to get like, einis v'chalalisa. Since it's also anyway, you're mushba v'nasinai, not the plow on Yomtiv, so you can't make a Shavua. Omer answer back still, to go in the Yoma Shavua shliachrush, bein v'choyol, bein v'yomtiv. Let's say the person made a Shavua not to plow both on Yom Tov and on the weekdays. And so there's a Migu. To Migu, the Chalalei Shavua, the Choyol, since the Shavua could be Chal for Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday. But there, it's not a Yot, it's not a Shabbos. It could be Chal, Chalalei, not maybe Yom Tov. Like a Migu, it's not Choyol. Since the Yisra is Chal, part of it is Chal, it's Chal completely. So Gemara says, Nidi the Yisra b'Sheila loikatoni. Our Mishnah is not talking about cases that you could be shoyel, means go to the chochem and be matarit. Take off the yisra. That the yisra shavua, you could be shoyel on the yisra shavua. I said they're starting off a little bit with shavua. That's the next mesech there. So you could be shoyel. You could remove the yisra shavua. For the gemara, look at that. For the gemara v'loy, that's true what you're saying. But Rei Hegdish, the Mishnah said one of the cases was yichorish with his chamor the shor of Hegdish. The Hegdish, you could be shoyel. Hegdish comes through a neder, you could remove the Yisra Hegdish, you could be poida, or you could also be matter, you could take off the Yisra Hegdish. And the word of Bechor, we're talking about now, the Mishnah means, a shor means a Bechor. A Bechor, you can't take off the Kedusha. A Bechor that's born a Bechor, it has Kedusha by itself, it's not Kiddush Machmas Dibur, it's born with its Kedusha, that the Rechem gives its Kedusha, you can't remove that Kedusha. So that's what the Mishnah means, such a Bechor, such a Kedusha. But the Marbu Rei Nozir. The Mishnah says another lav was the person was a Nozir in the Vesak Vas. And we know a Nozir has goes through a Gidre in the Dorim. You could be Shoyal, you could take off your Nazirus. And the Gemara, the Mishnah means the Nozir Shimshin. It means the Nozir Shimshin that the Shimshin cannot remove his Nazirus. It was a Nazirus, right. A Nazirus, right. The Nazirus came through a Malach. It wasn't through a Kaich of a Dibur. The Malach made the Nazirus Shimshin. Therefore, you can't remove. If there's no din shayla, if you accept upon yourself to be another shimshin, where's the question? No, the Mishnah can't be talking about that. Mer shimshin bar mitzmul meisimu. Shimshin was allowed to touch meisim. His nazirus was a new type of nazirus. It was only not to cut and not to drink wine, but the meisim was mutas. So if a person is mekabel upon himself nazirus shimshin, it doesn't fit into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that he went into the basic forest. That's his love. So it has to be a regular nazir, not a nazir shimshin. That's the kashya is Issa b'sheila. Elos l'chura t'kashin. Let it say nazir l'chura is Issa b'sheila. Still the Mishnah says it. Says so. Why doesn't our Tana say a shavua shleyechrish hayoyim and yomtiv? Elo rather the answer for this is haytana Issa kelo lesley. It is not wholesome. This Issa kelo. Even though you made a shavua not to plan, not to plow on the weekdays, that it should be chal. But since you also included not to plow on Yom Tov, therefore the nether is not chal. The nether is not chal at all. The shua, he doesn't know from the yisakelul. But ma'isa, the shua cannot be chal upon Yom Tov. Yom Tov is mushka v'yomid. It's like ain yisakal lissa. But since a part of the shua is not chal, it's not chal at all. So therefore, our Mishnah there's no yisak shua. That's why the Mishnah did not put in shua. So there's only one answer. The only answer we have so far why the Mishnah didn't say shua. But all the other questions is a good question, and like Tosafot says, the answer has to be Tana v'Shayir. The Mishnah only says certain cases
but not all cases. It does leave out some. Omer Rav Yoshi, Rav Yoshi says the Chiddush. Omer Rav Yoshi, Hamabi Yashor, Psuli HaMekdoshim, if you Mabi, you make a mate, make them live together. Ashor, with Ashor, not an account. But Psuli HaMekdoshim, that means they were Kabonis, and then they became Postal. And you appointed them, Psuli HaMekdoshim, Mishno Leika. You receive Malkus, Leika Shnayim, you receive two Malkus in. That's the Chiddush. That Psuli HaMekdoshim, Rashi says, after pigeon, Rashi says, Sheniftu, you already paid for it. Afilo almino, even if you put a cow and an ox together, the min, still like it. Let's see Rashi. Sharei guf echot. Really, it's one guf, this shor. But the asola kasa shnei gufim. The Torah calls it like two different bodies. The Torah schulin, the Torah's kodeshim yeshalov. It has two halachas now. Torah schulin, shemote biachila mechus lepesach. You'll not eat it outside the Yomayim. Or outside Yerushalayim, you'll not eat it after you pray to it. But it still has some kedusha that it's also the gizma of the avodah. Of Suli HaMekdoshim, even after you pray to it, you're not allowed to cut it off. It's also with the gizma and you can't work with it. There's only a heter to eat it. So that's Rav Yoshi's chiddush, that this behema of Suli HaMekdoshim is called tuminim. It's only one animal, but it has kedusha on it and it has chulun on it. It's called like one animal. Therefore, if you put the mate together, there's an issur of klayim. You're putting chulin and hegdish together. That's also considered klayim. And one more chiddush. Amr Rav Yitzchok, Hamanig b'shor psula mekdoshim. If you have your wagon that you left one shore, that it was once a korban and it became a balmum, and then you appointed it, so it's called psula mekdoshim. If you let that animal lead you, your manig b'shor psula mekdoshim, like you receive malchus. It's called you being manig with klayim. Why? Because Sharei Guf Echad, it's one animal, true, but V'yasola Guf Echadu, V'yasola Kosek Shnei Gufim. The Torah calls it like two different Gufim. It has Kedusha, and it has Chulun to it. Therefore, it's Nisav Chayim Mishum Klayim. The Harish, the Atzmai Klayim, V'yasola Kosek Shnei Gufim. So Rashi himself ends off, V'loi Shumati Rayim Inolam V'chulun V'kodeshim Klayim Zeh B'zeh. I don't see where the proof for this halacha is. That just the fact this Behema has a din of Kodeshim and a din of Chulim is called Kalayim together. For Dovah Teimu, Rashi ends off, the Rivon, is a Dovah Teimu to say this, that really it's only one animal here. True, it had once Kedusha. So it had it became a Balmun, you appointed it, so most of the Kedusha went off. You're allowed to eat it now. Just it has Kedusha that you're not allowed to work with it. That's the Chiddush to say, it's mamish called like two different bodies that the Vienes a Kalayim to work with him. That's what Yitzchak calls us the way Paschim like this. If you're money, Bishof Sulam Adoshim is like it. Now the famous Mishnah, Kama Malkin. How much ethnic homosexual? Kama Malkin. When somebody does a lav, the Mazid, with Asrura receives Malkus, how many whips do we give him? Kama Malkin, I say. Aboyim Chosarachas, 39. Shinemar, I, the post says Aboyim Yakenu, but it says, the post before says the Misper Aboyim. It means to say, a misper minyan shu samach laboyim, an account up to 40, but not included 40. Rashba, the Rivom explains, the Pasuk says, v'pilo ha-shevet v'ikol lefonov, k'dei reshose b'misper, and then the Pasuk says, aboyim mekenu. V'dashinon, commander says, b'misper aboyim, that means minyan shu seichem es aboyim, account right next to 40. Since it doesn't say, yakenu aboyim b'misper, otherwise, the Pasuk should have said, Yakenu Aboyim B'misper, that we hit him 40. But rather it says, B'misper Aboyim, Yakenu, means a count up to 40, but not included. We have Yehudu Aymano, Aboyim Shlemus. If Yehudu Shitra is, he gets 40 slap, 40 whips. 40. Who like him? If so, because he dashes Aboyim Yakenu plain. For the more of a Hechenu like this 40th whip, where do we give it to him? Like we'll soon see, we divide up the whips by threes. That one third is in front, and two thirds are on the back and the shoulders. So that's good if you have a number divided by three, 39. But if you have 40, that's an odd number, where do we give it? So Moritz says, the 40th one, according to Rabbi Yudah, bank safer, between his shoulders. That's the 40th whip, is on the bank safer. Now, aimed I'm the Moisai, Ella Bamakas, real ishtalish. We always, like, we have to check him out first. We have to make sure he's not going to die with these 39 whips. So we have to have a doctor check him out how many he could take. If he could only take, let's say, 10, so we do not give him 10, but 9. That has to be a number that could be divided by 3. Because there has to be one third of it has to be in front and two thirds in the back. So it has to be divided by three. Umdu lakabal aboyim. Let's say we hold he could receive 40 or 39. The loike mixtaf, they started to whip him. And then the umdu shen yachul lakabal aboyim, after whipping him,